Zanna took her tea out onto the deck. It was hard to imagine that the night before had been calm and balmy enough for candles and a dinner party on that deck. The wind was blustery and annoyed, gusting from every direction. Doors slammed and a vase on the kitchen bench toppled to the floor, smashing into shards, sharp fragments in a puddle of dank water and flowers past their prime. A streak of anxiety. It didn't look like a valuable vase, but it was hard to know with some of Cecilia's stuff. A palm frond beat on the window and salt water sandblasted the glass deck railing. She had planned to go with everyone else to the gas mining protest, but the row with Jamie and the weather were both signposting that as not meant to be. The ocean was brown with stirred-up sand, waves coming from odd directions to crash together in confused ridges, surging up the steep beach and sucking back. Zach would not be giving any surfing lessons to German backpackers today. The beach was flecked with foam, great clumps of sea wrack washed up and back with each wave. Low clouds scudded across the sky, fast moving in streaks and clots. The tide was low, but Zanna imagined guest house owners would be nervously watching at high tide. For all its discomfort, there was something dramatic about this weather, and she thought perhaps she needed to walk. She had no Pilates classes scheduled, no point in taking an umbrella, it was more spray than rain, and an umbrella would just turn inside out. It would be wet, and walking against the wind would be hard work, but it might be fun. She left her tea on the railing, grabbed her keys, and set off along the short path and down the rock steps to the beach. Head down, she charged into the wind. The intention was a short walk, just to clear her head and experience the exuberance. But the near-deserted beach was gloriously wild. Foam tumbled up from the shoreline, wind corrugated the surface of waves, plumes of sand sucked out, barely visible close in but showing as streams of brown out in the warship-coloured breakers. She breathed great lungfuls of salt and ozone-tinted air, sharp and tangy. In some places, she had to skirt around wide drifts of kelp and seagrass tangled with strange bits of plastic with Asian characters. She bent down to pick up a rock, perfectly heart-shaped, smooth and flat and pure white.